Sorbing, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Zorbing, globe riding, sphering, orbing, is the recreation or sport of rolling downhill inside an orb, generally made of transparent plastic. Zorbing is generally performed on a gentle slope, but can also be done on a level surface, permitting more rider control. In the absence of hills, some operators have constructed inflatable, wooden, or metal ramps. There are two types of orbs, harnessed and non-harnessed. Non-harnessed orbs carry up to 3 riders, while the harnessed orbs are constructed for 1 or 2 riders. Double harnessed spheres have different slope requirements and must only be operated in specific locations. The longer runs are approximately 0.5 mile. The first zorbing site was established in Rotorua, New Zealand, by David and Andrew Akers. Section 1. History. Hamster balls, hard plastic single-layer spheres made for small rodent pets, have been manufactured and sold since at least the 1970s. A Russian article on Zorb mentions a similar device having debuted in 1973. In the early 1980s, the Dangerous Sports Club constructed a giant sphere, reportedly 23 meters or 75 feet across, with a gimbal arrangement supporting 2 deck chairs inside. This device was eventually cut up for scrap, with some of the plastic remnants used to cover a compost heap. Human spheres have been depicted in mass media since 1990, when the Gladiators event, Atlas Spheres, first aired, albeit with steel balls. In 1994, Dwayne Vandersloos and Andrew Akers conceived the idea for a type of sphere in Auckland, New Zealand, calling their invention the Zorb. With 2 other investors, they created the firm Zorb Limited and set out to work commercializing sphering. Their business model was to develop the activity worldwide via a franchise system. In 2000, Vandersloos exited from the company to return to his career as a software engineer. Akers continued to run the company as CEO until April 2006, when he resigned. Around this time, Zorb's European master franchise operator Michael Stemp and Hungarian master franchise operator Attila Sato ended their affiliation with Zorb and started a manufacturing and spearing consultancy firm, Downhill Revolution, and created a human cocktail maker called SpinFizz. Andrew Akers and his brother David Akers have since teamed up with Chris Roberts to create the OGO, Outdoor Gravity Orb, and the Fish Pipe. Sphering is also referred to as orbing or zorbing, and zorbing entered the concise Oxford English Dictionary in 2001, where it was defined as a sport in which a participant is secured inside an inner capsule in a large, transparent ball, which is then rolled along the ground or down hills. Section 2. Construction. The Zorb is double-sectioned, with one ball inside the other, with an air layer between. This acts as a shock absorber for the rider, dampening bumps while traveling. Orbs are lightweight and made of flexible plastic, as opposed to the rigid plastic, for example, of a hamster ball. Many orbs have straps to hold the rider in place, while others leave the rider free to walk the orb around or be tossed about freely by the rolling motion. A typical orb is about 3 meters, 10 feet in diameter, with an inner orb size of about 2 meters, 6 feet 7 inches, leaving a 50 to 60 centimeter, 20 to 24 inch, air cushion around the rider. The plastic is approximately 0.8 millimeters, 0.03 inches thick. The inner and outer orb are connected by numerous, often hundreds of, small nylon strings. Orbs have 1 or 2 tunnel-like entrances. Section 3. Facilities. Zorbing is performed at commercial locations where prospective riders pay a fee for each ride or for a whole day's activity. Hill rolling, the generic name for this activity, is practiced in England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, New Zealand, the middle of Sweden, Estonia, the Gold Coast in Australia, North Pole, Canada, the Czech Republic, Poland, the Slovak Republic, Switzerland, Japan, Cochin, India, Phuketan, Thailand, and Slovenia. In the United States, there are facilities in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, near Great Smoky Mountains National Park, Amesbury, Massachusetts, and Ski Round Top, Pennsylvania. Several franchise-based companies, Spearmania, Orb 360, as well as OGO Inc., Downhill Revolution, which does not sell franchises, but do offer consultancy services and products to suitable operators, have entered the market. Section 4. Records. The Guinness Book of World Records recognizes two spearing records set over two consecutive days in 2006. Longest spearing ride held by Steve Camp, who traveled 570 meters, 1,870 feet. Fastest spearing ride held by Keith Clover, who reached a speed of 52 kilometers per hour, 32 miles per hour. Fastest 100 meters in a Zorb, 26.59 seconds, held by Andrew Flintoff, who broke the record as part of his attempt to break 12 world records in 12 hours for BBC Sport Relief. Section 5. Deaths. In June 2009, a teacher died and a pupil was seriously injured in the Czech Republic while trying Zorbing. In January 2013, a man died from a broken neck and another was seriously injured when a Zorb rolled out of control down a mountain, hitting rocks and eventually coming to a stop a kilometer away on a frozen lake in Donbay, Karachay-Cherkis Republic. The incident was caught on camera and uploaded to the internet. After the incident made international headlines, Russian authorities called for tougher safety laws. Section 6. Late Night Show with David Letterman. The OGO, a new Zorb ball brand developed by the inventors of the original Zorb, appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman on Wednesday, 14th July, 2010. David Letterman tried out the OGO in the studio before his guest Joseph Gordon-Levitt rode inside the OGO on 53rd Street outside the CBS studio in New York. Section 7. Zorbing in Popular Culture. In his 1930 novel, the Russian science fiction writer Alexander Belayev described a transparent ball encasing the scientist who was thus able to walk in the jungle protected. In the novel, the ball was made of caoutchouc. A sphere can be seen in Regis Rowland's 1986 film, Apocalypse Show. Jackie Chan is seen zorbing down a cliff in the opening scenes of Armor of God 2. Zorbing was shown as a part of Roadblock on season 5 of the American television show, The Amazing Race. In the second series of Fresh Meat, Josie planned to go zorbing. Section 8. See also. Water ball, hamster ball, atlasphere. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-SA/3.0.